My favorite thing to do is talk to you. Listening to how your life has been impacted and how you have grown in your organizational journey is so inspiring. Over the years, I have really internalized for myself and verbalized to you that perfect is not a thing. It does not exist. I have replaced the word perfect in my vocabulary with the word excellent. I am not a perfectionist. I am a person of excellence. I invite you to come to share your story about how you are being transformed from a reactive to a proactive person, from an overwhelmed homeowner to one who is now in more control of your time and your spaces. We all want to hear what more grace feels like in your life with your unique circumstances. Do not wait until you are a perfectly organized person. Remember, perfect does not exist. I want to hear from you. Please sign up to join me for a Wednesday podcast interview at organize365.com/Wednesday. Norma, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is going to be a great conversation. Before we get started, how did you first find Organize 365?
Well, I found it on YouTube, and I was looking for help with organizing, and it was a couple of years ago.
I do have a lot of YouTube videos, but I wouldn't consider myself a YouTuber.
And I also got your book. I found your book, The Paper Solution.
And did you listen to it on Audible or did you read it in hard copy or on Kindle?
Both.
Okay. Are you a podcast listener to other podcasts?
Not too much, no.
Okay.
Just once in a while.
Okay. Everybody kind of has their modality of how they like to consume content.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, so I did listen to your book. And I actually have your book again that I'm listening to over again because there's a lot of material in that book.
There is. Well, it's really, you could build the binders yourself from there if you wanted to, from the paper solution.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just take a little bit more time.
Right.
So who lives in your household with you?
Well, my husband, Brian, and our son, Ian.
And how old is your son?
He's 24, and he goes to college here in town at Indiana University Southeast.
Okay, very nice. And why were you Googling getting organized? What were you looking for? What were you hoping to find on YouTube?
Well, I am very disorganized, and I've grown tired of being so disorganized and having tons of paper. My husband is much neater than I am, and he can, even though we have a lot of stuff in our little house, he can find things very easily and I can't. So that's why.
And what was the time of year that you were Googling, and what is the first thing that you did?
Well, it was in the summer, and I just started writing down things that would help me. And our son was going away to school. So I needed to, I figured I would have more time, because prior to that, we were very, very overscheduled. Boy Scouts, PTO, church, just a lot of activities, and things were they were slowing down. And I wish that I had found you when I was in the midst of all that chaos.
So you were kind of seeing that the way you were spending your time was going to change. So maybe you could harness that time before it got sucked into the next thing.
Right. That's right. And you get asked to volunteer once they know that you're volunteering.
Yep.
You get asked to volunteer again, but I'm really not doing too much.
Yeah. Okay, so it's summer, and you're like, okay, I'm going to have this opportunity, this golden window, in order to get organized. Had you tried things before to get organized? Like, what had worked in the past?
Nothing really worked in the past, except for doing little things around the house, finding a place for things, but there was just so much that had to be done. I didn't have it all done, but I did do some Marie Kondo, just
okay,
like with the joy, finding joy, and started off with a drawer, the junk drawer. And that did make me feel good. But my husband did redo my closet, and that has been pretty good. That's worked out really well too.
So how did he redo your closet? Like, did he put in new shelving or?
He put in new shelving. He put in some rods.
Oh.
And we went, yes, it was very nice. And it's still kind of a work in progress, but he does home improvement. So yes, I'm very, very blessed with that. So if I ask him to make something, he usually can make something for me.
So when he reorganized the closet, have you lived in your house for a long time?
Oh, yes. So that was maybe 3 years ago, maybe two to 3 years ago. So we've been in the house for 23 years.
Okay. So very similar to my situation, like we got married and we moved in this house. And so we've lived here literally our whole married life. We always talk about redoing our closet as well, but there's really nothing to do. Like there's nothing to maximize. Like it was maximized when we moved in. It was kind of small. So when your husband redid the closet, and obviously he probably expanded some of the capacity by putting in new rods and things like that, what was the process like for you and the things that you had in the closet? Like, did you move them somewhere else? Did you go through them? Like, what was that process of getting organized like?
Well, I had to figure out what I still wanted to keep. I got rid of a bunch of things. I donated some, gave some away, moved things down to the basement. So this house is now 99 years old. It's like an old bungalow style house. And we love old houses, but there's not a lot of storage. So he's had to create storage. And sometimes it would just like some things would just go into boxes, but there were things that really didn't belong in the closet to begin with.
Yep.
And in listening to you, and that doesn't belong here. It needs to have its own home, not in my closet.
How hard was it for you to get rid of the things that you donated or gave away?
At first it was really hard, but over time it's gotten a lot easier. I've gone through different sizes where I was bigger and then smaller and then bigger and smaller. So I've been really trying to be careful, to be more careful about what I add in. And we do use some vertical space in the closet because it wasn't an attic at one time. And years ago, they even rented it. So there are some kitchen cabinets, like above right here where I am, kitchen because they had rented it. But I can use that for other storage now.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, when we talk about cleaning out our closet, I just think for myself, I have so many thoughts, like in my closet, it's even organized. But some of the thoughts that I think are like, well, I don't know if my body's going to get bigger or smaller. Depends on if I eat the cookies or if I walk on the treadmill. And the stuff that I have sometimes is still good if I were to gain a little weight or lose a little bit of weight. And it's a lot of money. Like there's a lot of money in those clothes. And it's not like you could just keep rebuying your wardrobe every time you increase or decrease your size. Did you have any of those thoughts?
Yes, because I've recently lost 24 pounds and I'm trying to lose more. So I found some things in there that still had tags, but are too big. So I'm going to try to sell those.
Okay.
Maybe, I really don't know how, but I have to figure that out. But it's very frustrating. But the nice part about that is that I had saved some of the smaller sizes and now I can fit into them. So it kind of feels like you have new clothes all over again.
Yes,
And I know sometimes when you talk about weight, people get uncomfortable or, you know, let's frame this as far as wellness versus being a certain size. But let's all be honest, we all have a certain size that we are like, I don't want to go to that size. And I would really like to get back down to that size. Like for, we all have it. Like this is the internal dialogue that we all have. And as I'm getting older and I'm definitely gaining weight, as I'm doing this PhD, I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to gain more weight because I like the wardrobe that I have. But also, as I'm going back to the things that have worked in the past, which is having salad for lunch and then walking more steps during the day, I don't have the time to walk 10,000 steps, but I'm getting closer to like 6,000 or 7,000 versus 3,000 to 4,000, which is what I did before. I'm not necessarily so convinced this is actually going to lose any weight. Like, I think I will probably maintain the weight I now have become with the extra nighttime snacking I'm doing with classes. And it's part of aging. Like, my body is getting older. The weight has moved to different parts of my body. You know, I mean, like, it's just kind of moving around. And so as we age, mentally, I don't think we get older. It's just that our bodies get older. And we're like, well, that's interesting.
Exactly.
25. Like, I don't understand.
Yes.
And so as I think about this going forward, like if I'm going to live another 50 years, and I've been thinking about like what size I wear for my entire life, right? How do we just be happy with the closet that we have and the clothes that we have and not have too much or too little? Have kind of like the right amount. Do you ever any of those thoughts?
I do, because sometimes there still are a few things in there that I don't want to give up. I don't want to give them up. So yes, I do have those thoughts. But then I think I really just need to pare down and maybe have a capsule wardrobe.
Yes, I've been thinking the same thing.
Yes, to have a capsule wardrobe when they show it on like in a magazine, yeah, or on YouTube or on Pinterest, it would be really nice to stop and get all of that coordinated so that it would be easier to just put something on and then mix and match and not have it take up so much space and all that.
Yeah, and when I think about that, like I think about some of the things I've left in my closet that, you know, they're a little snug, let's say. And they would be like all the dresses that I wore for my book launch a couple of years ago during the pandemic. I went on this 6-week book tour and I had all these like sheath dresses and I would wear them with these long sweaters. And I loved the look and it looked pretty good. They were a little tight then. There's no way I could get myself into them right now. And, you know, you're always holding in your stomach. And I'm like, you know, I'm really much more comfortable in pants. Like I'm just much more comfortable in pants or a skirt and a blouse. I think I look better in that. I'm more comfortable. I'm less self-conscious when I'm wearing that. Why do I have these 5 dresses that I used, what was it, maybe 2 or 3 years ago now on a summer? And they were like $35 a piece. It wasn't like I spent hundreds of dollars on these dresses. So maybe I have $200 worth of clothes, which I wore a lot. So the cost per use analysis, like I got the wear out of them. Why am I holding on to these dresses that were kind of like a capsule wardrobe from that event?
Right. Because we sometimes don't even realize that we may be a little different now. We're in a different place, but you're still kind of, you know, enamored with that look.
Yes.
With that, how you felt wearing those dresses. So I wore a dress this weekend that I hadn't worn in years and that felt good. But I still prefer pants.
Yeah, I don't know. I really do prefer pants. I don't even really like shorts. I like really like pants. And I made it almost through the whole summer wearing jeans. I'm like, oh, well, if you're in climate controlled air conditioning, really, you can wear whatever you want. Greg tells me in the morning what the temperature is. I'm like, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I live in a climate controlled house. I go into a car that's in a garage and I drive to an office, also climate controlled. I mean, like, and I park right out front. So I'm not really in the elements, but maybe 5 minutes out of the entire day. So pretty much it's always 72 degrees everywhere that I am.
Right.
But I think when we have these conversations about our closet and you really think about it, I say all of that. And I've been thinking a lot lately about why don't we only have in our closet what we need for this phase of life and for this body that we have right now? And I do think it comes down to money. Like, I probably will never wear those dresses again. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to get rid of them. But it's going to make less clothes in my closet. And I think we get used to seeing a certain amount of things in your closet and seeing less things in a space, or when you really start to get organized and you have empty cabinets, it's very unsettling to have empty spaces in your house. And so I think that we like to see enough things, even if we don't wear them in our closet, we want to see that there's enough there in case, I don't know, the washing machine broke for 2 months straight and we had to wear travel dresses to work. I don't know when we would ever need this, but mentally we're like, yeah, we can't get down to too few of clothing, because then some of your favorites, they do actually wear out. And then you do kind of need enough variety. Have you like puzzled through any of that?
Well, I think sometimes we tend to think, or and I think I do it, is that I start to think maybe I don't have enough.
Yeah.
Like I don't have enough for whatever might happen, whatever event, as if we're so busy that we're not. We're not that, you know. So, and what I have that I do wear, the 20%, you know, the 80-20 and the 20%, like you said, I will wear that out.
Yes.
And then you think that you don't have enough, but you really do. We really do have more than enough. Just like with any other things that are in our cabinets, it's too much, just too much. Maybe it's our culture. I don't know.
Now, I will say on the flip side, since the pandemic, the quality of clothing has gone off a cliff. You cannot really find the same quality clothing that you could in 2019. I don't know why, but you just can't. There's not the variety. It's not coming out as regular. It is much harder to find things. But I don't find that I need as much variety, because I just, even when I am out and see people, I don't see the same people all the time, except at the office. And at the office, I basically wear the same thing, a navy t-shirt and my little raspberry sweatshirt. I have three raspberry sweatshirts and I now have like seven different navy t-shirts. And like, this is just what I wear now 90% of the time.
Right. And I telework. So, I telework and I'm in the office a few days a week. So I don't need as much either. I really don't.
I was shopping online for clothes the other day and I was looking at the models, never my size. Anyways, and I was thinking, you know, they really need to show when they flip through and they're like, this is what it looks in the front and this is what it looks like in the back. And then they have a little model, like do the little dance or whatever they do. Then they should crop you and show you what it's going to look like on Zoom. And this is what it'll look like on Zoom. Right. Is that pretty helpful?
Yes, for the Zoom meetings, or well, we have like WebEx meetings. Yeah.
Yes. Right. This is what you'll look like in the Hello in the Squares. What is that TV show where you're in the squares?
Just like during COVID, when people would be wearing jackets, that like men would be wearing a jacket, the tie, the shirt, and they're wearing shorts or
Wearing shorts on the because they're in their house. It's 72 degrees, and there's like dogs running underneath them, babies in the background. Oh, no, I'm very, very professional, very professional. You know, it sounds like you've been through your closet more than once.
Yes, I have.
So before Organize 365, had you ever had a time where you got through your closet and you felt like, okay, that feels good now?
No, not really. Not really. Because I would have clothes there that were old, old, like, am I ever going to be that thin again? Probably never.
So what made you able to, other than the closet being redone, what made you able to let go of those things now, do you think?
I think it's because I really do want to be much thinner. We have a beach vacation next month. I won't be the size that I'd like to be, but hallelujah, I could fit into my bathing suit now.
Yay.
So I would say, I don't know. I just, it seems like it's just easier. It's just get rid of that. Get rid of it. Don't. And before I was holding on to things and we tend to hold on. And so I'm thinking like for the rest of the house, it's like that. And if there's anything that's sentimental, that you're going to hang on to, you know, with things with my son. I don't want to get rid of it. So I went to your paper retreat last month where we went through, it was fantastic. Yes. We went through a lot of stuff, but I came back with two boxes that were just the things for my son. And yeah. There were some pictures, but yeah.
Did he go through them?
No, he says he's going to, but he starts school on Monday. So I'm not thinking it's going to happen.
Oh my gosh. Do you think it's maybe the fact that you're moving into a new phase of life has really helped you let go of some things?
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to retire at the end of 2024.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I want these things to be settled and just to have like, have a better way, because I think that when I get rid of those things, I think good things will replace them. And it's not necessarily things, but more peace of mind, more satisfaction with the way my house looks and feels, the energy. So I think that'll be important.
Can you share what your profession is now?
Yes, I'm an environmental regulator with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, wow. That's a big title.
It's okay.
Sounds very professional.
Hey, I'm very grateful. I have a good job. I'm very grateful for it. But I'm ready to move on. So when I retire, I'll have almost 34 years. Oh, wow. So I am ready to move on. You could ask any of my coworkers; they will tell you because I remind them because I have a countdown on my phone.
Do you have any idea what you might be doing next?
Well, my husband and I would like to perhaps start a crafts business of some kind, maybe an Etsy store or Shopify. And we have a lot of ideas. We used to do that years and years ago when our son was little. Okay. But it was too busy with us working regular jobs and doing that and him. And so we stopped that. So we know how to do it, except now there is Etsy and the internet, like to really be able to sell your things. So that's what we would like to do.
And is he retiring also?
That's what he says.
Wow.
That's what he says.
That'd be amazing.
His home improvement business though is very busy. I mean, he's in constant demand. He's booked out several months in advance. So we'll see. But yeah, that's what he wants to do. He's also a retired Marine. So, he's ready. He is. And we're also going to build onto our house, supposedly before I retire, because we would like to be all on one floor and not deal with stairs.
Mm. Well, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
And it sounds like you're going to stay in the house that you've been in for a long, long time.
Yes, we are.
So it's kind of like you're moving without moving.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
Yes, because when you don't, people who move often get to get different living spaces and reconfigure their houses and declutter everything. But if you move in and live in one house like forever, like you and me, then the only way that you get to get that same feeling is to recarpet a room. That usually will do it because you have to move everything to recarpet a room. Or you have to be very purposeful. Like, so it's way cheaper to do the productive home solution than to move.
Exactly.
And you can get the same thing out of it.
Exactly. So I have not started it yet because I'm still doing the paper stuff.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get the workbox and I already have Embrace. So I've got all the things, Lisa.
I know you're doing so great. Are you doing a Sunday basket?
I am doing a Sunday basket.
How is that working for you?
I've only been doing it for a few weeks. We were out of town this weekend and last weekend. So tonight was going to be getting through some of that because I feel like I fell off track, but I think it's really great because when I started it, like I could already see that I was getting things done by writing them down, scheduling them. Mm-hmm. Scheduling them is key. It really is.
I think also when you are in the active parenting years, there is just so much, like you were mentioning, leaving a really busy season of, you know, Eagle Scouts and all of these PTO and all of these different things you are doing that have a rhythm to them and deadlines. And it's just constant, constant, constant. When you are doing so much with so many different entities, doing the Sunday basket weekly is essential, because if you don't, you're already pulled in a million directions. You feel like you're pulled in a million directions.
Right.
So the Sunday basket makes you not feel like you're as overcommitted as you actually are. But as you transition out of some of those volunteer activities and you become more in control of your time when you're not working for somebody else, the Sunday basket will become more and less important. So it will become more important because now you won't have that structure of that job that you're going to and the school holding you accountable. And so you'll need to learn to increase your scheduling muscles and creating, like, there's some urgency and importance that is just in your life because other people are creating it for you. When you are retired and doing your own business at your own choosing, it's really easy to go, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that a little bit later. So that Sunday basket will give you a little bit of that structure. But the other thing is, as you age and you're not in active parenting years, you can do the Sunday basket every other week because you could pay your bills every other week. Like there's not as many actionables to do every single week, except when the unexpected happens. So as you get towards the end of the year, that's an expected, unexpected, you know, the last 6 weeks of the year, don't skip a single week of your Sunday basket. Mm-hmm. Or if anything else unexpected happens, like maybe your son moves back in for a period of time, or one of your parents needs additional help, or you're going to start up the business, whatever, any of those things, then you're going to need to have a more regular check-in. But if you're in a very easy breezy season of life, sometimes you can go to every other week in the Sunday basket. That's pretty normal. I don't talk about it very often because so few of us are in it for long enough to enjoy it that we're right back to where we need to check weekly.
Right. I never thought of it that way. I never really mm-hmm. thought, but you're right. You're mm-hmm. right. But with a business, then
right.
the work box will take over for that probably. That time.
Yeah. And there are so many awesome things of like starting up a business yourself with you and your spouse. You'll have so many amazing opportunities and so much to do, but it will all come from you. And you'll be surprised how much of the structure of work was actually in going somewhere and having a job description with coworkers on a set. This is what we do and how often we do it and what the cadence is. You'll be creating all of that from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. And you're going to have plenty of time.
Right. Yes.
So yes. Do you feel like, I mean, I can just hear in your story that the how you're spending your time is shifting. Do you feel that?
Yes, absolutely. We did quite a bit of traveling this year, just on weekend things and the slash pockets help with that because then I have everything ready to go. So we, mm-hmm. when we're going out, we know where we're going, what we're doing. It was sort of like a practice for retirement, but I doubt we would be we just really traveled a lot. Like we went somewhere just about every month since March. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Well, we did drive to California at the end of April, beginning of May from Indiana for my godson's wedding. And we went to Utah and we went to 6 national parks and Lake Tahoe and went past like the Bonneville Salt Flats. And yeah, we went through a bunch of states and it was fantastic. We did this 2 years ago. We went to California also to see my oldest son who was living out there and now he lives in Cleveland. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
What are some of the other trips that you took?
Let's see. Well, we went to Columbus to see my sister and her husband. They were visiting. They went to see the Arnold Open.
Okay.
And we went to Alabama to see a friend who had just moved there, retired and moved there from California. I flew to New Jersey for a friend's birthday party. And we're going to Nag's Head next month. With friends of mine from high school, we're all hitting a certain age this year. And some of them are retired, some are not, but it's four other couples. It's going to be a blast.
Wow. So fun. Like, that is so fun. Okay. So what is your organizational plan going forward? Like, what are you going to do in these? I guess you have what? 16 months before you're going to retire. Oh, I guess you could just consult your phone. Yes, we know so exactly how many days.
Yeah, here. It's 1 year, 4 months, and I think it's 15 days.
Okay.
It is. There
it is. Oh my goodness gracious. So 1 year, 4 months, and 15 days. So is your goal to also be done organizing when you retire?
Yes. But I'm not sure that that can happen. But I mean, it took years to get to this level of, I mean, it's better than it was, but it's still, there's still a lot. I'm looking this way and it's a bit mess over there, but
I think with a different mindset, a different phase of life and your spouse on board, it seems like you already are putting a lot of good new organizational mindsets. Like, you've been through your closet, you've been through your paper. Those are some hard places to go through. You've already started sorting out memories. I think that's a very reasonable time frame.
And we went through the basement a few weeks ago because our son was, he's big into camping and he wanted to sort through his camping gear. And the three of us ended up like just taking everything, not everything, but there's, we couldn't possibly take everything out of that basement, but it opened, you know, there's a garage door that goes out that we don't use the garage because my husband's tools are there. So we got rid of we took a whole car load to Goodwill. And we had two big garbage cans filled to the top with trash. And then there was a recycling bins where we had to add another box for recycling. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's, you know, one thing begets another. I don't like doing like going from one thing to the next because like, it's just very ADHD, but, which I think I have, but, you know, I had to strike while the iron was hot when our son wanted to get through his things because he has like an apartment full of stuff down there. And so when he moves out next year, he consolidated, figured out, I really don't need this. And I was really proud of him to make those decisions.
That's amazing. Is there anything you wish you had known sooner?
I wish I'd had the Sunday basket sooner. I really do.
Get through those active parenting years.
Yes, absolutely. It would have saved a lot of time. If I had realized the lost hours from driving, that like you had mentioned that in your book, like driving places, and instead of like just taking that and fixing that so that I would have had more time, because so many times I felt like I have no time. I can't get it all done.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that driving time, especially as your kids hit middle school all the way through high school, like you live in your car and it like hits you out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden you're there and you're like, how can I harness this like part-time job of driving that I have? Right. And we're all in it. Like, look around you in the car line. Everybody in that car line is having the same exact thoughts. Like, how do we, and there's nothing you can do. You must drive your children. That's not optional, but how you use that time. And I bet you did a lot of dreaming though about this future business you want to have. And
yes.
I do think it is great dreaming and imagining time and just playing around in your brain with what is possible for the next phase of life when you're not stuck in your car.
Right. I did a lot of visualizing, yes. Oh, won't it be so nice?
Yes. Is there any advice you would give to someone who is just starting out?
Oh, well, my advice would be to definitely start the Sunday basket, make that a part of your life. And even if you have to do things in bite-sized pieces because you're so busy, but that will free up time. You said it would free up time, and it does free up time. Mm-hmm. It makes it so much easier when you really know what your week is going to look like, your month is going to look like. And I'm looking forward to the planning day.
I can't wait. It's going to be so great.
It'll be my first one.
Oh,
yes. My first one. So I have to go look through the things to figure out what I need, but I'm going to be right there ready.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Norma, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Lisa. And thank you for providing this to everyone. It's great. It's changed my life, really. It has.